Hello. How's everybody doing? Happy Saturday after Thanksgiving for those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving. I am Coach Betsy. Let me get in here. Change my name. How's everybody doing? Let me know you can hear me in the chat. All the things. And I think I maybe see Coach Ashley over there. Yes, she's going to help me in the chat today. Okay, Coach Betsy, that's my name. Good morning, Peggy. Good morning, Amanda. Let me bring Coach Ashley up. All right, who's ready to talk about monthly assessments, monthly assessment. All right. So here's what we're going to do today, y'all. We do these calls every month and we talk about, let me get myself kind of big here. In myself. There we go. We do this every month and it's got to be probably pretty important. If it's a call that we do every month, it's usually a different coach every time. But we do this call every month because we know how important assessing your progress is. We assess our progress every day here in OBS with your assessment, your plan and assessment. We assess your progress every week and we assess your progress every month. Why is assessment so important? I was thinking about this, getting ready for this call today. We've got to zoom out. So I just love this whole concept of zooming in and zooming out. When I'm coaching my private clients, by the way, I mentioned I was Coach Betsy, but how I spend most of my time here in OBS is coaching private clients. By the way, I have a few slots open. If anybody wants to work with me, you could start working immediately with me. But I work a lot with my private clients on zooming in and zooming out. So sometimes it really helps us to zoom in. Like, let's say we zoom in on the day, we plan our food, we really think about what we're doing in that day. That's kind of the zooming in, getting real specific. But then we also, it really helps us sometimes to zoom out and really look at it's kind of like we're raised up and we're looking over our lives as a whole because we're getting kind of the big picture. And that's really what monthly assessment is about, is to zoom out and say, okay, I'm not gonna like, I mean, we can look at specific overeats and things like that, but I really want to get like a bird's eye view of the month. So that I can really see kind of patterns and things that I really want to focus on for the next month, but see it in the big picture. So that's what we do with assessment. And so we want to collect data. And how do we do that around NoBS? I printed out our handy dandy assessment tools. And we think assessment is so important. We have at least three tools to choose from. But if those of you all who are maybe new to assessment, or maybe you're not sure what to do or how to start, I really recommend the monthly plan and assessment that is part of the NoBS planner. So I love this. I was looking at it today and I was like, just kind of reviewing it. And I was like, I love this because it has you start with the at the beginning of the month with where you are and what you want to work on. And then you leave the second half blank until the end of the month. And then you kind of review, right? You say, oh, okay, I said I was going to work on this. Did I work on this? What changes did I notice this month beyond weight? We always want y'all focusing on beyond just the number on the scale. But you also take your weight and but also measurements. Y'all, bodily measurements are huge. Several of my clients, they're really focusing on their measurements and how their clothes are fitting and how their body is feeling, as opposed to that number on the scale, because there's all kinds of measures of assessment. So that's the monthly measures of progress, rather. This is the monthly plan and assessment. The second assessment tool we have, which is one of my faves, is our habit tracker. Who uses our habit tracker here in the chat? Who loves the habit tracker? Love, I mean, y'all, this is just magic. I remember when we came up with this, and y'all, it's just math. But how powerful. There we go. I see all the hearts. Janet says she's resistant. Janet, I'd love for you to raise your hand. We could talk about why you resist the habit tracker. By the way, as I'm talking, I would love for anybody to raise their hand. I'd love to do some coaching today. I mean, that's why I'm here, is to help you all with any questions you have about assessment, any kind of, if you want to just bring your data and say, okay, this is what I learned this month, you know, where do I go from here? Anything like that. That's why I'm here. Okay. So I'm just going to talk a few minutes about the tools and then we're going to get into coaching. So I want to see some hands raised. Trisha. Okay. You're up first. Who's next? Y'all get in there. So habit tracker, y'all, it is just the simplest thing in the world. Yes or no each day. And then you do the math at the end of the month on your percentage of what you accomplished. And again, that's that whole kind of zooming out. When we can see the month as a whole and as a percentage like that, then we kind of stay out of the judgment of the, you know, daily decisions that we make or overeats and stuff like that. And we just see like, okay, this is where I am at the end of the month. This is what I'm going to focus my time on, you know, or my effort on this month. Okay. And so if y'all haven't done the habit tracker, you can always just start with one square. Let's not get into all or nothing, black and white bullshit, perfectionist thinking. Start with one square. Made my 24-hour plan today. Got my water in. Let's not get into, oh, I got to fill out all the squares or all the circles or every single one of these things. Start small. Okay. That's what I got for you there. Who else is going to raise their hand? I'm watching. All right. Our last tool for assessment is something that came out in the last year, and this is our deep dive assessment. So for those of you all who are not assessing at all, I want you to focus on the monthly plan and assessment in the planner, maybe a square or two in the habit tracker. But if y'all are already been doing that for a while, this is where you can do the deep dive assessment. And y'all, I love this, because it just goes through all the different little areas of weight loss that we always talk about: planning, water and sleep, doable hunger, assessing and evaluating. That's how important we think assessing is. It's actually on the deep dive assessment. You're assessing. Mindset and real skills of weight loss. So I was looking at this and I was like, what do I need to work on next month? You know, I was kind of assessing myself. And I swear, y'all, it's the last thing under mindset and real skills of weight loss. I am actively adding in more types of pleasure to help reduce pleasure eating. That is my area that I am really going to focus in on next month. I've just come back from a big trip to Egypt, which was amazing, and the trip of a lifetime. And I'm still getting my sleep back on track and my poop back on track and all the things. And it was amazing. And I want to, but I can't travel all the time. And so I'm really going to work on coming up with pleasure on a day-to-day basis that I can really focus in on, that outside of food. So, because I have all kinds of things that I enjoy, it's just a matter of intentionally planning them and intentionally doing them. So that's really what I'm going to focus on. But I love this assessment because, good, Dottie, you're up to coach. We give you a process of how to prioritize, because I mentioned all or nothing, perfectionist, you know, I got to do all the things. And then we get overwhelmed and we don't do anything. Who's with me? Who's done that? I know I have. And so I love that we give you all a process of actually prioritizing. So you rank yourself, and then you look and see what you have marked as number one. You then rank them as easy to hard, and then you pick a couple to address during the month. So we just give this to you all. We give you the process to make it as easy as possible to do just very few focused things to really move the needle and really move the needle on the scale to really achieve your goals. Okay, so those are the three tools: the monthly plan and assessment in the planner, the habit tracker that's also in the planner, and then the deep dive assessment, which is on our website. I think Ashley has posted the link in the chat, and we'll also have it in the write-up of the call. Okay, so let's get some coaching going. And so again, I want to coach you all specifically on your assessment data. Oh, I did want to say one last thing, because I heard somebody, yes, Cheryl, I went to Egypt. It's amazing. Pyramids, all the things, total bucket list. Dottie, okay, you're getting coached. Because here's the thing, no data. Any of y'all got like no data for the month? No data is also data, right? No data is also assessing. That's also assessing. That doesn't mean you're bad. That doesn't mean you're out, you know, you're out of no BS. We're kicking you out. We've got to be honest with ourselves, right? We've got to say, okay, I didn't plan this month, or I didn't keep any data this month, or I didn't get my water in at all this month. That is you assessing as well, because we've just got to meet ourselves where we are. Otherwise, we're just sitting in shame and judgment and we won't do anything. So no data is data. It's like, oh, well, okay, I'm looking at my habit tracker. It's blank. Good to know. Okay, you might feel a little shame and judgment, but then we got to move out of that to move forward, y'all. We can't just sit here and, oh, I'm not doing anything. Well, I just suck. I guess I can't do this. I quit. That's the only way to fail here. So no data is data. No data is assessing. You've assessed, and now we're moving forward with, okay, what am I going to focus on? And like I said, if you got no data, start with the monthly plan and assessment in the planner. Okay? All right, Tricia, you are up first. I'll quit gabbing and actually coach y'all. Dottie, where'd you go? Come back if you want to get some coaching. Or maybe I just answered your question when I was talking. Okay. And Wanda, I see you too. So you're going to be up next too. Let me ask you to unmute.
Okay, here we go.
And then ask, and you start your video.
Oh, woo.
Hey. How are you?
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Thank you for saying what you said right before you came on, the no data.
Okay.
I'll just give you a quick story. I've been with no BS for about, it's probably 2 years. It's been a while. I never raise my hand. I never get coached.
Until today.
I have some fear of, you know, just like, for the past, just until like this holiday weekend when everything like came to a head, I wasn't going to cry, but. I just really wasn't facing myself.
We all
got a planner and I started, but then I think it just comes to the, evaluating it. I just beat myself up.
Yes. Yes. And that is so common, Tricia, right? And that's what I've been talking about is, if we just use this data against ourselves, and there's no way we can move forward. We've got to see it as something that is a tool to help us. Even if it's no data, right? It's still us looking at ourselves and being honest and maybe hearing that old shitty and hearing that judgment and then saying, no, this is where I am right now.
Yeah.
And so, okay. So what's it look like for you specifically?
Okay. So I had a pretty bad Thanksgiving.
When you say bad, what do you mean?
I think it's like all coming at me at once. Like the fact that I've just been buffering and not doing the work and just not facing myself. And so I've been going back. I've been to a few camps. I just kind of had like a breakdown. Like I just shut down and like I'm not doing anything. I'm not gonna cook. I'm not gonna clean. I just like shut my husband out. I'm done. I can't handle anything. And I just kind of just been in my computer room and just ignoring my family and just rewatching camps to just try to get my mental health back. I did sign up for a therapist.
Good.
So I start on third because I've just been I think it all started with I've been a stay-at-home mom forever. The kids are grown, except one that lives in the basement. I just don't feel like I've just people pleased for so long, and now that I'm looking at myself and like I can't even I don't even know what I want, but I don't want to be dependent financially anymore. And I'm separating myself from my husband and me, and then I'm just angry and I'm like all over the place right now.
No, I'm following right along. I think sometimes we kind of have these moments where it's like us and us, and it's like, okay, what are we doing here? What do we
Yeah.
want for our life? What do we really need right now? And you put yourself literally in a position in your office, watching camps, setting up a therapist. I mean,
Yeah.
it's like I think sometimes we just come to this. It's like we know what the answer is. The food isn't the answer. We tried that.
No.
I think I need to try some other forms of self-care.
Yeah.
And you're doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing
Yeah, I
it. You're
am.
figuring
It's
out who
been,
you are.
yeah, it's been, yeah, it's been quite the, just hard look at
Yeah.
myself. And I've just haven't been facing it for so long. I think I'm mad at myself that it's taken so long. Like I'm not, it's like, I feel like I'm starting all over. Like I'm in day one in no BS. Like I've
And
consumed
we
so
have, I
much
mean, we all
stuff.
have, a million day ones. You know,
Okay.
there's not just one day one.
All right.
We all have a million day ones
Okay.
because we are like, I like to think of us as human beings, like we're always renewing ourselves. We're always like these butterflies, coming out over and over and over again. And you're in one that's, I kind of picture, I picture that butterfly coming out of that cocoon, right? I don't even know how it works exactly, but it's like sometimes it's tough getting out of that cocoon, some of the renewals. And it's
It
kind of ugly sometimes,
really is.
but
Yes.
you're doing it.
All right.
You're doing
Okay.
it.
So I have a I think it all came to a head because I was trying to plan Thanksgiving, and I've always historically just always thrown all the parties, had people over at my house. So did all the things, and now it's like we live in a small house, and I've just been just canceling anything. Like
Yeah.
somebody would say, you know, want to come over? What are you doing for Thanksgiving? And I'm just like, nothing. No,
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm gonna stay home, you know, da 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 da. And then it was just
And so in the past, you didn't feel safe enough to do that, right?
no, and I do think that I was doing all this partying just to avoid myself. It was just like I was just focused on everybody else, and
Sure.
if they're happy, then I thought that that would make me happy.
So you
And
tried
now I'm
that,
realizing
didn't
that
work.
none of that
Didn't work.
worked, and now it's coming to a head right now. And I really so So
Do you
my
know this is
plan
my
is I'm going to focus on I do write plans. I have some plans that I wrote, but I never evaluate
Okay.
because it's like
But you
I
got,
just
I
think
mean,
I
but that's
just like
data too,
all
right? You got
right, I
your.
blew it again. I just went out and just drank to numb out because it's
Okay.
like
So what is one little thing that you can kind of do to level up? And it may just be making plans more consistently this next time.
Yes. So I am going to I started to write my plan, but I am gonna like it's gonna my monthly thing is to do a daily plan, and I do want to journal a self-love prompt every
Okay.
day. And then
How doable is that for you though, Trisha, every day when you hadn't been doing it at all?
I think it's gonna be doable because I went to journal camp.
Okay.
But I once again it's like I sit down and if I have to write something, I just like freeze and then go away. Because
Okay.
it's like I don't want to face the negativity. But that's why I think if
This is
I do a self-love prompt and I'll work on some positive stuff.
okay.
Like just try to focus on one positive thing and journal about that,
Okay.
then maybe I would create a little bit more safety around it.
What if you like miss a day?
Yeah, that's good. I've been by watching some of the previous camps, I've been saying, okay, I'm gonna not beat myself up, and I am going to do a discovery worksheet, but feel good about that I'm not gonna beat myself up. So I'm gonna make that commitment to myself that I just have to stop beating myself up. I am like in a like the last 2 days, I felt like I was just in a hole.
Okay. Well, that the
Like I
deal
couldn't
with
get
beating
out.
ourselves up is, and especially as we're first kind of starting doing it less, it kind of wants to hold on, right? I mean, you're going to hear it at first, right? I mean, it's just going to come in to your
Yeah.
brain. And then it may be kind of like a toddler throwing a fit where it's like, well, but this is what we've always done. I don't want to be nice to myself. I want to keep, and so just watch out for that. And then, take a deep breath and no, this is where an opportunity to just, I mean, if nothing else, hand on my heart and deep breath. It's okay. I hear you. I know that you're just scared. I hear you, and we're working on being nicer and kinder to ourselves. It's all it has to sound like, okay? Doesn't have to be a big love fest,
No.
but it's just kind of taking the temperature down on because that voice, that judgmental, critical voice, it just thinks it's necessary. It just thinks it's keeping you alive.
Yeah.
So it's still going to be hanging around, and that is okay. That doesn't mean you're failing at this. That doesn't mean you're messing up. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I think yes.
I'm proud of you. Are you proud of you?
I am getting there.
Okay. Because what I hear is that you're really becoming your more authentic self,
Yes, I
right?
do
As
think
we
I've
speak.
been like yes. I do think like I have been a cocoon going through a lot of pains.
It's like I
Just
love that
like,
visual of thinking like in that cocoon, you're kind of punching at, trying to punch it,
yeah. And
and
it's like, I'm,
it's like
I
you're
think
fighting
I'm
with
like
yourself
ready to
against
give
yourself in
birth
there.
or like become the, or whatever they call it. I don't know if it's birthing a butterfly. What do they
Right.
call it?
I
Like,
don't know.
whatever it is.
Maybe there's
I
someone.
see it like just like really close because I've been in this swirl for so long that I see it
Morphing.
coming
Someone said
out.
morphing. Maybe it's morphing.
Or and I think it really is like coming to a head this holiday, like everything just kind of like the chrysalis is broken open a little bit because it's
And I
like,
can see you, like I can look into the future, and you know, even like in a year from now, you will look back at this time and say, thank you. Thank you, Tricia. Thank you, past version of Tricia, for going through what she went through in Thanksgiving 2023. It was hard, a lot of crying, a lot of, and it got us to where we are today. These are the moments right here that get us where we want to be.
Yeah, I think I really have really fought hard to just keep my head in the sand and not face stuff. And
Because we think that that's what's going to keep us safe. And but we, again, we all in our own time come to a place of, I think I'm wrong about that. I think the safer place is to be with myself and face things, even though it does feel hard, even though we do cry a lot. But yeah, our head in the sand, like we suffocate if our head is in the sand. We can't breathe if our head is in the sand, right?
It wasn't. It's been, just a whole lot of you're just not good enough. You're not doing anything. Look at you. You're just, this is horrible. Why can't you get it together? It's like just so, it just seems so overwhelming sometimes that you're like, just don't know how you're going to get out of it. And I think really Thanksgiving, I was just like kind of like in bed all day and then just camp in bed, camp in bed. It's like
But again,
just
you felt
trying.
safe enough to make that decision for yourself, even if maybe other people had different expectations of you, to really take care of yourself.
I think they're kind of in shock right now because they're just like, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, I want you to do nothing. Like, I want you to just leave me
At least
alone.
they're asking, right? They're and you can answer them honestly, right? Like
I
you're.
did a lot of blaming on my husband. I'm like, I think you're negative and I don't think you help me because I think you just don't have anything nice to say. And it's I did like I'm a words of affirmation person, and so this all the negative stuff just hurts, but then I'm realizing that I need to give that to myself.
That's what I was about to say. Words of affirmation start
It
with
was
us. It's got to
I
start with
was
us
realizing
because
that today after I was like stewing.
I
Like you're
certainly
a
don't
negative and
want to
I
defend.
want a divorce and I want to get out of here, but I
I
have
don't
no
want to. I don't
money and I have
want
no, it's like,
to. I don't want to. We. I don't think any of us want to depend on anyone else, right? To. I don't want it to be anybody else's job to affirm me. You know, because they might just have a bad day every once in a while. It might be awesome.
So that's why I'm, that'll be my focus is
Okay. All
just,
right. And you're going to
I'm just
work
going to
on.
narrow it down on giving myself words of affirmation and comforting myself
Yes.
and being patient, that
And
I'll
be a
get
little bit
through it.
more,
And
and just,
then,
you know, more specifically, just be a little bit more consistent with your planning and do those self-love prompts. If you don't do one day, right back at it. Okay. Because you're human and we're not ever going to be perfect. Okay. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you for
Thank you. I
coming
needed
into
this, and I
yourself.
needed to like raise my hand here and not like in Corinne's, which is like, holy crap, I'd be like,
I'm a little little
you're the little tester before I like, try to like branch out. Maybe
I
I'll
can
try to
channel
raise
my
my hand for
Korean every once.
MJ on tomorrow, but we'll see. I'm
Okay.
baby steps, baby
Baby
steps.
steps. There we go. That's what we're all about. All right. You take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you very
All
much.
right.
Very helpful.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now we've got Dottie next. As she's coming on, I've been hearing a few of y'all in the chat or seeing a few of y'all in the chat. I'm not doing anything. Don't you get me started on that, y'all. I might my inner Corinne might come out. Okay. If you literally cannot find something, some small win that you've been doing this last month, you go to Ask Coaches and you direct that question directly to me, because I'll give you a win. And I mean, you don't even have to go to Ask Coaches. I'll tell you right now, you hadn't quit, no BS. So you have done something this month, and you got to quit saying that you hadn't done anything, because it just keeps you stuck. Okay. There's my soapbox on that. All right, Miss Dottie.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
So I'm good. I'm kind of in the same boat that the no data is my data.
Okay.
And
I see you, Dottie. Oh, wait, there you are. You just popped up. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. I'm not good with the technical stuff.
You're good.
So I was going to tell you that, you know, I just haven't done. I've been around for a while as well. I did lose 50 pounds. I gained a little bit, and I've kind of been maintaining or up and down with the same, you know, 5 to 10 pounds and the struggles, and then life, and just like, I just stopped doing everything, I guess. But that's what I wanted to tell you when I first got on.
Okay.
And then with you reminding me that, you know, we do have wins and stuff. So I did, you know, I have been doing some journaling in the mornings, making a couple of plans, not following them. So that is the data that I didn't have. But I mean, I don't have, like, I went and looked back and I'm like, yeah, it's been I started, the last one was 11:15. So I'm like, I'm a little behind on my, plans and things.
Well, but you got, like, again, you just gave me a bunch of data, right? You gave me that you've done some plans. Also, data is that you haven't assessed them, right? That is more data. Okay. That
correct.
Is like part of the assessment. Part of the assessment, y'all. This is what just came up for me. I think we think assessment is only what we did do. But it's like assessing is also what we didn't do or what we chose not to do. Now, and like, we kind of forget that because we're like, well, I don't want to think about what I didn't do, because then I'll just beat myself up and it feels terrible. And da, 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 da. But it's like, we've got to look at both sides. We've got to look at, okay, here are some wins. And then here are some things that, yeah, I didn't do this month. And okay, here I am. And where do we want to go next? What do we want to level up? So for you, you've got some data, right? And you're here and you haven't quit, no BS, and you raise your hand on this call and I could count the wins. And now what? Now, where do you want to go from here?
Well, like I said, I want to move away from this maintenance area because I still have some weight that I'd like to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like the shameful part, like, you know, when people know you're doing this and then you kind of stop and it's like, oh, you know, you're losing weight, you look good. And you're like, and you're thinking, I'm thinking to myself, no, I really haven't lost any weight. And, you know, I want to say no, no, no. And, you know, it's kind of like a vicious cycle, because then I'm thinking of all the things I didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So going forward, I think I do need to, you know, go back and do my plans and follow through.
Mm-hmm. But let's get specific about what that's going to look like for December, because
okay,
you know, it's all pretty kind of vague and we want to get real specific. So what do you want to commit to for December?
You mean like the number? Huh? The number?
That's doable. Yeah. Yeah. Doable. I mean, let's get specific.
You're pinpointing it on me there. You put pressure, girl.
Well, it's because if not, we're just, you know, lollygagging around, right? It's like we got to get specific, but we also, I mean, we don't do this though, Dottie. I think this is good. It's like, we don't do that because it's like, well, but if I don't, you know, reach my goal, I'll beat myself up.
Right.
Do we see how that always comes back to beating ourselves up, feeling that shame and judgment? And so we know that if we just continually work on reducing that and just seeing all this stuff as data, then we can set goals all over the place. But if we don't achieve them, it's just more data that we've collected. You know, it's just more, we gotta start somewhere. And so, okay, what is doable for you? And this is, I'm looking at this monthly plan and assessment for you.
Okay.
And this is what I want you to, is that you got your planner right there.
Yeah, I have one. I think I have an old one, but it's
okay.
Pretty the same.
It's pretty much the same. I mean, because it's, you know, you can do your starting measurements and all of that, but there's, you know, there's some question on there that's like, this month I want to work on. And
I'm gonna work on writing my goal, planning, mm-hmm. 5 days a week with the assessment of it.
Okay.
That's the biggie for me, is the assessment too.
Okay. So as planning and assessing 5 days a week.
Yes.
Okay.
I can do that.
Oh, you can do that. Okay. What has kept you from doing that before?
When I start, I'm one of those that's not a cooker and all of that. And then like this month with holidays and everything, I'm just kind of, what I was actually thinking this week was just to go back to dinner items, and then I could just pull from it each morning.
Okay.
Trying to make that easier. So I can put that down as make my list for today, right?
Okay. So you're kind of going back. What I hear you doing is you're going back to what has worked for you in the past to kind of have food available to you and all of that. So that's kind of the purpose of all this assessing, right? Is like, okay, what worked for me in the past? Like, you know, why wasn't I doing this before? And then what worked for me? In the past when I was successful at this. Love it. Okay. So anything else that like any other kind of obstacles to you planning and assessing 5 days a week?
Nope. I'm going to do it and I'm going to send you a memo. How about that?
Okay. All right. You're going to,
I'll send it to coaches.
Ask coaches. You can just put my name in the title line. And let me know how it's going. Okay. Let me know if anything comes up, any obstacles, and we'll work through them.
Yes, I think that'll work. And I'm going to reach out to my accountability group too. Tell them it's time to get the group in again.
Dottie, your Wi-Fi is not good. So I'm going to go ahead and put you back up to panelists or attendee, because
and I think we're the holidays and everybody has their
moments. we can't understand you,
so I think
I'm gonna put you back up. Your internet is real laggy, so let me just talk to you real quick, Dottie, and then we'll go on to Wanda. So I love that you talked about reaching out to your accountability partners. Who else in the chat it wants one of their things this next month to work with their accountability partners more regularly? That would be an amazing thing to level up on this next month. Okay. I see y'all. I see all the thumbs up. I see y'all in the chat. Coach Ashley's over here. Like, me too. And if you don't have an accountability partner, Ashley, I'm putting you on the spot here. Find the link for us in the chat. And we'll put that in the, Ashley, put that in the show notes too. This is, some of y'all, I know y'all. I saw something on Instagram the other day where it was like this funny dog making this funny face. And it was like, it's that time of year where we're like, oh, we'll just circle back around in January before we do, you know. And it's like, nope, let's not do that this year, y'all. Let's not circle back around in January. We got a whole month and 30 days, that's September, April, June, and November. We have another month and 5 days in this year. We can make some amazing, amazing progress in a month and 5 days, in 36 days, right? Let's not give up until January. Let's not say fuck it until January. Janet, get you a new group. Click on that link right now. Y'all, groups fizzle out all the time. It's not personal. People just get busy. People don't know what to say. It's not personal. Just get you another group. Find your people. Don't take it personal. Just find your people, y'all, okay? Don't stay stuck in a group that sucks. Okay. All right. I'm just on all kinds of soapboxes today. All right, Miss Wanda. Ooh, Amanda just got a new group a couple of weeks ago. Love it. Yeah, don't wait till the first of the year, y'all. That's when everybody's going to be looking for a new group. Do it now. All right. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. How are you? What's going
good.
On?
So I actually proud of myself on one aspect that I actually had some data to talk about.
Awesome.
Because that's not normally my norm.
Well, it's so, it can be your norm now, right? This is new Wanda with her data. Love
yeah.
It. Okay.
Right.
All right.
So I feel like I've been in no BS forever. I've been April 2018.
Not as long as me,
considering
Wanda.
Considering the amount of time.
Right. Yeah, nobody can. Almost nobody can beat me. So, go ahead.
But considering the amount of time I've been here, I feel like I haven't really made progress like I should. You know.
But that right there, Wanda. Story, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
That thought isn't helping you. I hear it all the time. Right.
Yeah.
It takes as long as it takes. We are changing our brain. We are changing our brain. And so it just takes as long as it takes. And we're here and let's just keep going because like we are doing big stuff around here. And if it takes you've been here, 4 or 5 years?
Right.
April
2018.
Doing, okay.
Yeah.
So you were doing something totally different for how many years before that, right? It just takes time.
Right.
And
right.
thinking it should have taken less time is what can keep you stuck, okay? So you're here, you're still going, you haven't quit. So let's think that instead, okay? You're still here. Proud
so actually, as far as looking at my data, I did great with like actually making a plan. That's 100% so far. And I tracked every day up until, you know, my tracker is current as of today.
Yes.
So making a plan, drinking the water and the sleep are all 100%. But
stop. We got to stop and celebrate. Okay, y'all, I want to see all the emojis. I want to see all the yays and the celebrations in the chat for Wanda. Okay, I don't know if you can see them on your side. Can you see all the little emojis?
Yes, I can see it.
Okay. And I'm doing this, and I don't like to interrupt you, but I'm doing this because, y'all, this is how this works. We have to stop and say, wait a minute. This is kind of where we zoom out, and we're like, wait a minute. I am current on my habit tracker. I'm current on my planning. I've done 25 days or whatever it is of planning. Like, go me.
Right.
Go me. Because otherwise, if we're not stopping and celebrating, we're like, well, I've been doing all this, but then here's what I haven't, you know, here's where I suck, you know? And it's just like, no, we've got to stop and celebrate. Okay. We got to be in the habit of doing that. Okay.
So, and actually, you know, I was kind of feeling down on myself because when I look, I weigh myself kind of depending. If I feel like I'm on plan, you know, I'm constantly weighing myself. But when I've been binging lately and I felt like that my weight has been, like it's been fluctuating up and down. But when I looked at what I started at the month, I started at the month at 380.2 and I just weighed myself about an hour ago and I was 376.2. So that's a loss of 4 pounds for the month, even though I was lower, you know, cause I weighed myself so frequently. I was lower, less than that.
Once again, another amazing reason to do assessing. Because otherwise you're just focusing on, you know, like how you were lower at some point and binging and all this kind of stuff. But it's like, no, let's stop and look at the beginning of the month and the end of the month. And I lost 4 pounds. And so that's maybe what it's going to look like is that You may go lower in the middle of the month or whatever, but in the end of the month, you have lost 4 pounds. And that is something that you can be proud of and that you can celebrate.
Right.
Yeah. Even with some binging and even with some overeats and all of that, you lost 4 pounds.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, I was saying, like, I was feeling like, you know, kind of reflecting because it's almost near the end of the year. And like I said, I'll start out saying I was feeling kind of bad because I felt like I hadn't made progress. But actually, at the beginning of the year, my birthday is December the 29th. Last year, this time I was 405.6, you know. So this year, like I said, I just weighed in and I was 376.2. So it's like,
You are my data rock star today. Because we could use this stuff against ourselves, all these numbers, or we could, you zoomed out even more, right? You zoomed out to a year ago.
Right.
And like, you got some perspective of like, look, I've lost 24 pounds or whatever it was. How much was it?
I'm bad with math. 405.6, and today I was 376.2.
Okay, so 30, almost 30. Let's say 29 or 30, right? 30 pounds.
Yeah. 30
pounds in a year. And if we don't give ourselves that gift of zooming out and looking at the big picture, then yeah, we're zoomed in on, well, but I binged yesterday, or, but, you know, I didn't gain weight or didn't lose weight this week or whatever. And I just love, like, but there was, here's the deal, Wanda. Like, I didn't tell you, hey, what did you, you know, let's look at the last year. You did that. You did that. There was something inside of you that was like, well, I feel kind of crappy right now. You know, I don't really think I've made progress, but could I be wrong about that? Could I be mistaken? That's where you went to. And that is the mindset that we have to have to keep going, to keep being successful at this. And so that is amazing.
Proud of you. Thank you.
Okay. So what is your plan for the remainder of the year, for next month? What are you going to focus on or level?
So I'm going to keep doing the data, but, you know, I started filling out the weekly habit, the weekly assessment for this week. And where it says measurements, the answer is always no, pictures is always no. But I'm not going to do the measurements, but I need to start taking pictures because I really don't, you know, see the progress as far as like when I get down on myself and I say I don't see the progress. Well, definitely there's some progress in the numbers that we just reviewed. And maybe there might be some progress in the pictures if I was to take them, but because I don't take them, I don't see the progress.
Once again, I need to start taking
the pictures.
Once again, you're saying like, could I be wrong about this? You know, I'm like, oh, pictures, they don't, you know, it's not, you know, it's just like, well, but I mean, you've got those numbers, you've got that 30 pounds.
Right.
You got that data. And so you're like, well, what else could I be wrong about? Maybe if I did take a picture, I could see some differences. Maybe you're not quite ready for the measurements yet, but I mean, you could just do one measurement, you know, I mean, I'm just for everybody, right? It's like, we don't have to do every single measurement that's on there.
That's why I say measurement, because I feel like I need some help with that. But
yeah. And you know, you may. So it's like, but it's, you know, it's just like, it's all about questioning. Could I be wrong? Could I be wrong about the progress I'm making? Could I really maybe come up with some progress? Am I really making more progress than I think? That's where your brain is focused. And that is where you want to keep it.
Okay? Right. Yes. Right. And I also, I'm not a journaler, but I did attend the journal camp, but I didn't do any of the worksheets. But I have been journaling more. I'm not going to say it's 100%, but I have been like, you know, make an attempt to journal. But like Corinne said, the fact that I'm doing the tracker and I'm doing the planner, that's considered as journaling too.
Okay,
but
when so I made journal, like, you are a journaler then.
Well, I meant like the right side of the planner, you know, where the free space is. That's
Ashley,
what I generally don't do, but I have been doing that.
Ashley and I are like totally in sync. She literally said the exact same thing. So you are a journaler. So let's maybe, this might be one more thing, Wanda, that you are just a little bit mistaken of or a little bit wrong about, where like you are a journaler. You are a journaler. And most okay. of all, and by the way, just a quick reminder, any of this stuff is journaling. Like, see these blue squares? This is what we call guided journaling. It's a question and you answer it. That is journaling. We're not, I mean, you know, journaling is not just let me sit on my fancy pillow and, you know, write from a, you know, write with my fancy quill pen and, you know, from a, with a blank sheet of paper. No, this is journaling. This is all guided journaling. If you have made one plan here in OBS, you are a journaler. Hate to tell y'all, I know y'all want just want to tell us, everybody, that you're not a journaler, but you are. So join
the club. I guess I count the journaling as the space with like the free space. Like I generally don't, on the plan of says what can get in your way. I generally don't answer that question. And the other what can you do about it? I don't generally answer that question. You know, the free space, you know.
Okay. So Wanda, you're wrong. that is just one. I mean, you know, it's like, but you see how you create this definition. Well, I'm only a journaler if I answer those questions. And so, but it's just, you're wrong. You're just mistaken. I mean, I'm not, you know,
okay.
But it's like, but again, I think this is so good where it's like, because, and this is so good for everybody, just like, what could I be wrong about here? Like, could I be making a rule about what a journaler is? And maybe I'm like mistaken about that. And that doesn't mean I'm dumb. That doesn't mean I'm like, you know, like doing this wrong. It just means like, okay, I think I just had this rule that I thought, you know, this is what I thought journaling was, but maybe, right. maybe wrong about that. And I'm just here right. to tell you that you were, and it's okay. because
I'm otherwise... in the process now of trying to choose my word for the year.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was trying to think about that, mm-hmm. like, because I feel like I don't know. I didn't. I had the same word for the last 2 years, which was determined. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna retire that because I really don't feel like I lived up to that. That I don't know, maybe I did.
Didn't live up once to that. Again, I sound like a broken record. I was like, what, could you be wrong about that? Oh but it's also
so I was thinking okay about,
just change your word if you want to. You were determined to okay. stay in UBS and you did. So there's that.
Right.
You hadn't left.
I guess I have to expand my focus. I mean, broaden my aperture, because when I look at determined, I'm talking about just like weight loss, and because I didn't make the kind of progress that I felt like I should have, then, you know, that's why I poo-poo on, you know, whether I met that, you know, lived up to that word or not.
And that's just because you had a certain definition of what you thought determined was supposed to look like or result in, and you just were mistaken once again, right? Because you could, here's what I want to leave you with, Wanda. I got you a little homework for you. I want you to think back on the last couple of years when you had that word determined, and like what you did, like you, what you were determined to do, or like what did come out of the last, I mean, we already got one. You stayed in OBS. You were determined mm-hmm. to stay in OBS and you did. I also know you've raised your hands a couple of times. I've talked to you a couple of times in the last few months. So you have reached out for help. You were determined right. to reach out for help and you did. But what else were you determined to do that you did?
I don't have to think about that one.
Okay. Well, but we already got two things. Okay. And so I want you to journal on that. That could be a good journal okay. for you. Okay.
All right. Thank you so all much.
Right. All right. I love seeing your sweet, sweet smile. All right. You take care. All right.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. We are going to wrap this up. How fun was this? Anybody else come up with their word of the year yet? You got another 30 6 days too, but I'll get my brain focused on that. Rhonda's thinking about choices. I love that because, dang y'all, everything is a choice. Everything is a choice. Anybody else? Intentional. Love that. And it doesn't even have to be necessarily be a word. Ooh, gentle. Interesting, Vivian. It could even be kind of a little question that you ask yourself. Once again, we don't want to get into these definitions of what word of the year is supposed to look like. I mean, it can be just one word. Forgiveness, enough, victory, willing. Ooh, Janet, that's one of my favorites because that's like basically the anything that, you know, everything we do that gets us to our dreams is involves some willingness. Bloom. I love that. But it can also be like just a really quick question. And just like I was talking about with Wanda, could I be mistaken about this? Could I be wrong about this? Could this, what do I really need right now? Could this be an opportunity to be a little bit kinder and or nicer to myself? So it could be a question of the year. It could be just a quick question of the year that you just keep in your back pocket to really help you move forward through the year. So, how do I want to show up in the moment? Where could I be wrong in my thinking? Live, mindful, press on. Yeah, I love that your father used to say that, Amanda. So yeah, let's just think on this. And if somebody wants to start a maybe a post in the Facebook group to talk about to get word that word of the year or question of the year started, that would be a fun little discussion for everybody. So grace, I love that. Mindful, just so many, and it could be like a word. And then, like, okay, what could be kind of an accompanying question that could go along with it that I could ask myself like multiple times a day or put up at the top of my planner every day, something like that. Okay. I love just brainstorming here with y'all. So, all right, y'all. Well, be sure and get some data. Again, if November is no data, then what do you want to commit to? What data do you want to commit to for December? And start small. Start small. Do you want to just track your plans for this month? Do you want to just track your water for this month? Do you want to just fill out this monthly plan and assessment for, and again, the previous month? It may just be, you know, no data. And then, oh, wait a minute. This is the previous month. So it may for the previous month, it may just be I got nothing, but that's my data. And now what do I want to work on for this month? So this is what you want to work on for this month in the monthly plan assessment. So, all right, y'all, it's been so much fun being here with you, talking to a few of you all. Have an amazing rest of your weekend. I am headed down to the deer camp with my sweet husband. I think we're going to grill burgers and sit by the campfire and yeah, have a few beers maybe and just, you know, live our best life. So life is good, y'all. I love you all. And don't forget tomorrow, I think you get MJ for coaching. And yep, you get 2 hours of weight loss coaching with MJ. And then she's going to be doing the 30-day success plan for our new members or anyone who just wants a little restart with 30 days of success. So that will be tomorrow, and we will go on from there. So, all right, guys, talk to you soon. Bye.